Welcome to Beyond Reports, a monthly podcast brought to you by GRI, where we hear how members of GRI's network are taking action to create a more sustainable economy and world. I'm your host, Davian Ford. Later in the program, we'll be speaking with Nomara Arbex, GRI's Chief Advisor on Innovation and Reporting, about the initial conclusions from the Sustainability and Reporting 2025 project. But first, here's a wrap-up of sustainability news from the past month. The Corporate Human Rights Benchmark Pilot Methodology has just been launched and is being billed as a wide-scale, publicly available means to understand how companies are performing in terms of human rights. The indicators for the assessments have been cross-referenced with GRI indicators, as well as with other standards, including the UN Guiding Principles Reporting Framework. The ultimate goal is to provide companies and their stakeholders with a tool to incorporate the costs of human rights violations into their decision-making. At the end of February, U.S. President Barack Obama signed into law new legislation that officially prohibits importing goods produced by forced labor or child labor. This legislation closes an 86-year-old loophole and authorizes the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency to seize any imports suspected of being produced by forced labor. Also in the U.S., the Gender and Diversity in Corporate Leadership Act of 2016 was introduced in Congress. If the bill were to pass both houses of Congress and be signed into law by the president, it would require the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, to set up a gender diversity advisory group to study and make recommendations on ways to increase the number of women who sit on corporate boards. The bill also asks the SEC to require disclosures to shareholders about gender diversity. India's Ministry of Commerce and Industry has launched the National Platform on Private Sustainability Standards. The platform will create a forum for business, government, and civil society to share information on issues related to private sustainability standards and to assess their commercial and development implications. And finally, the Institute of Directors Southern Africa and the King Committee have published a draft of the King IV report on corporate governance. All companies listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange are required to comply with the King report. The draft is now open for public comment. King IV differs from King III in a number of ways, including a change from an apply or explain approach to an apply and explain approach. And now it's time for the interview this month with GRI's Chief Advisor on Innovation and Reporting, Nomara Arbex. Nomara has spent her career at the forefront of developments in sustainability. She also led GRI's global network through the extensive process that led to the creation of the G4 guidelines. And now she's our resident expert on the future of reporting. Nomara, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Davian.
You've been spearheading the Sustainability and Reporting 2025 project. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that work?
Sure, with pleasure. So when we started the project, what we wanted to do was to create a space to discuss the future of sustainability disclosure, the future of reporting. And the reason we did that is because when you look at the past, the last 15 years, companies have done a great job publishing, gathering lots of information about their sustainability performance. But when we think about the future, it was not really clear how this is going to move forward and how this could change the sustainability agenda. So we have interviewed over 24 executives and experts and ask them what they think the future would look like.
We just published the initial findings of the project as a digital publication called The Next Era of Corporate Disclosure. Can you talk a bit about those findings?
Sure. So we can organize, or we could organize the main findings in three main blocks. So the first one talks about being digital. So the future of reporting and disclosure is digital. The second main conclusion is related to the fact that the disclosure that we matter most are those related to real problems that society is going to have to tackle. So society or stakeholders in general are going to be interested in let's say the management level of company's performance, but the most important, the critical disclosures would be those that are related to, for example, climate change, human rights abuse, ecosystem protection, etc. And the third block is what we call the interactive feature that disclosures will have in the future. And this means that stakeholders in general, and of course companies, are going to get much easier access to this information. And by doing so, they're going to also be capable to analyze this information, make correlations, and participate in a dialogue with companies in a much more informed way. And this will change the way stakeholders and companies will relate in the future.
So now the first year of the Sustainability and Reporting 2025 project has come and gone. What do you have in store for year number two?
We're still discussing which will be the main components of the second phase. The second phase will start after the GRI conference. But during the GRI conference, we have designed some sessions that will help the network to continue this discussion. So, for example, the future of reporting technology and big data, or reporting trends of the future with companies talking about their own experience and their expectations. But what I think what we will do is to build on around the three main conclusions we got from the first phase, and we're going to organize papers and activities getting deeper into those matters.
Nomara, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. And now it's time for Empowering Action, where we look at some of the pressing challenges around the world and tell you what we're doing to help people use sustainability data to take action. Now, one of the ways that we've done this over the years is through our series of global conferences. And we want to give you a taste of what you can expect from our fifth global conference, which is this May, from the 18th through the 20th here in Amsterdam. This year's conference has a special focus on the UN Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. They're conference tracks that are linked to specific SDGs, such as gender equality, climate action, and responsible consumption and production. So come to the GRI Global Conference to learn how businesses can move beyond reports in pursuit of these global goals. Another main feature of the conference will be the opportunity for attendees to participate in the transition to GRI sustainability reporting standards. For more on this, here's our Deputy Director, Standards Division, Chelsea Reinhardt.
The Transition to Standards project involves moving the content from G4 into a new set of interrelated modular reporting standards. The new GRI standards will incorporate the main concepts from G4, but they will feature changes in structure and format. The proposed new structure will incorporate over 35 individual but interrelated standards. Reporters can pick and choose from these based on the topics that will be material for their organization. This modular nature of the standards is designed to make them more accessible for new reporters, but it will also make them more versatile to help organizations meet future reporting challenges. As we move ahead with this project, there are lots of opportunities for stakeholders to give feedback. We have a public comment period that will open on the 19th of April, and more information can be found on the GRI website. Importantly, there will also be two dedicated sessions at the GRI conference that will focus on the Transition to Standards project. We hope that you'll be able to join us to learn more about what the new standards will mean for you as a reporter, assurance provider, or other practitioner.
Finally, we're pleased to announce that Bloomberg is our lead media partner for this year's conference. Bloomberg's acclaimed sustainability editor, Eric Rosten, will host the conference and moderate all four plenary sessions. Bloomberg will also have a big presence in our bustling marketplace. If you register for the conference before April 15th, you can benefit from reduced fees. For more information, please visit our website, globalreporting.org. That's all for this month's edition of Beyond Reports, a podcast brought to you by GRI. Be sure to join us again next month for our first interview with a member of GRI's Gold community. Till then, remember, it's not the report that matters, it's what you do with that information that can really make a difference.